From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, my name is Joanne. Welcome to our podcast for Newsroom 101. And today we'll discuss about the demands on teens. And I will let them introduce themselves.
I'm Jasmine, and I go to Santa Fe South.
I'm Candy, and I go to Harding Charter Preparatory High School.
Good. Good group today. So we're going to be discussing balancing, basically, all of the stresses in our lives, such as school, work, and extracurricular activities, And I guess we'll start with the most stressful one for me, at least, and that's schoolwork. Does anybody else find that stressful?
School is hard to keep up with. It gets annoying sometimes.
Yeah.
Waking up every morning.
It's really mundane.
And, I mean, waking up every morning is, like, the one thing that gets me. I hate mornings.
I woke up, like, this morning.
I did, too. I think that that's the one part I hate about school. If we could just start, like, at 10 o'clock every day, I think it'd be good. But 7:30 every day kills me.
But then you have to stay late, and that'd be harsh, too.
That would... Uh-huh. I know, like, I was watching Seventh Heaven when I was, like, in fifth grade, and little Ruthie didn't have to go to school till 10, and I was really jealous.
That's how my middle school was. And
really?
I just wish high school was that way.
That's weird. Yeah, my middle school is my high school because it goes from 6 to 12, and it's, like, the same people for 7 years. They're all really nice, but...
That's lucky. At least you knew your friends and stuff. Like, we had to make friends because you had a different one.
Like, when you're
in
high school.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, like, the whole friends situation, like, the high school drama that comes with school.
You have your little cliques, and you have to find which one you fit into.
Yeah.
If you don't, make your own.
But the one part about my school, it's a really small school, so it's kind of like family. My school's middle school and high school also.
Like, mine's really small, but we also had, like, our, you know, how family fights. And, but, like, you, like, now, like, I guess because it's, like, senior year, like, it doesn't matter anymore because I was just, like, whatever, I'm not going to see anyway. So everybody gets along this year.
Yeah.
Which is nice. It's not as stressful as last year. And also last year, I had a job, which made things worse because you're then trying to balance out.
You had two jobs. School and work,
exactly.
The beginning of this school year, I worked during, like, Halloween time. And I worked at Party Galaxy, so it sucked. And every day at school, I'd be late. I lost my credit in my first hour.
I was late so much.
And, I mean, I loved working because you just love the money, but it's hard, so hard to keep up with. Like, I want, like, I'm the type of person, I get so mad if I have a B or something. And I see the B, and I'm like, no, I don't have a credit, and I have a B now, and but I want to work. And that part gets me. I hate it. But I love having a job.
So you're going to get one this summer, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then playing sports. I started playing sports, so I really couldn't have a job after that.
Oh, yeah. Candy, I know you have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm lucky.
You're just how in sophomore?
No, I'm senior.
Oh, you're a senior. Sorry, Chasm's a sophomore.
It's really tough.
Where do you work?
I got lucky, and I had a position open up at my church, and so there's not many hours there, you know. So,
right.
I'm able to balance school and work because I only have to work maybe 12 hours a month or something. But they're always they're in lump sums. I mean, I get paid well.
Right.
But it's really hard because not all students go to church all the time, you know?
Right.
And I was just raised in that, so on top of school, I have to meet demands of church and friends and family, and that's all right there in the same area, which is my job, too, so I kind of get three birds with one stone in that sense, I guess, instead of just two.
Yeah, I think it's hard to, like, try and grow up and then still be a teenager. Like, I don't know, like, I guess because it's senior year and you're like, oh my gosh, you're going off to college.
Oh, I don't want to grow up.
I know, I don't feel like I'm grown up. Like, I don't feel like I'm ready to go to college. Like, it's the most daunting thing. And, like, I just want to hang out with my friends because you know you only have, like, a few months left with them before you.
I think there's 39 days left until we graduate. And I just think about it. In 39 days, I won't see their faces. That's a good thought in some sense, but really scary in the other.
But, like, it's like your family you've known for, like, 7 years, for me at least.
I have, like, a couple years left.
Yeah, but it goes by really quick. Like, it's really quick. Like, it's weird. But Like, also, like, extracurricular activities, which, like, plays into it all. Like, class president and, like, you know, being part of, like, yearbook staff and stuff. Like, I'm always out at functions, but also trying to do my homework, which makes life harder.
And you go to a fancy school, don't you? So you have, like, lots of hard classes. Like me, I have a lot of, I have, like, AP classes. So that's, AP. Like, double class work and stuff.
Yeah, IB class, International Baccalaureate, which is, like, this program that's, like, making me, like, I don't know, it's turning people crazy. Like, you have breakdowns, like, every year, but that's just another thing entirely. Pretty much. And then what sports do you play, Jasmine?
I play volleyball and soccer. And
really?
I think playing sports has made the year go by faster.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, these two, three months is
dedicated
gonna be soccer.
Dedicated to soccer,
and
right.
then the other ones are going to be volleyball. And after soccer's over, it's volleyball again. So I think that made my sophomore year go really fast. I mean, because we have, like, 6 weeks left, and then going to be a junior. And
but
I
that
think
goes
about
by fast,
it,
yeah.
And I think about it, I'm like, before I know it, I'm going to be graduating.
That's true. And then, I don't know, I think it's just, like, finding a balance between all, because you also want to, like, include your family.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've never seen my parents anymore because I'm always out on weekends, and, like, school nights I'm just, like, dead and doing homework. And you feel guilty when they, like, buy you stuff because you're like, yeah. I didn't do anything. And, like, house chores and being a teenager.
Oh, chores, man. I don't even have time for that.
Really? Yeah. I try to wash the dishes, but I'm, like, so, like, tired.
Especially when I work.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, I mean, it's my little brother, but I really don't, he's, like, at the stage, he doesn't talk to me. But when I do work, it's, like, I never see him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you wake up, you go to school, you get out of school, you go to work, you come home, you go to sleep, and the next day, and then the days you're off, you have either homework to do or you just want to hang out because it's your only day off.
Right.
So, I think that gets hard. And sometimes it's like, you haven't seen them in a couple days, and then they're so big, like, 3 days later.
You're like, what happened?
You're so chubby now.
Gross spurt, oh my gosh. All right, so that's our podcast about the demands on teens in the modern day. So this is Joanne signing off.
This is Jasmine Davis.
Candy saying bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.